what's equally as important is that we come away from these games with no injuries, and at this moment that's the case. And a really good workout. We had a very tough game in our first game in Austria against Düsseldorf, and they were probably sort of 2 weeks ahead of us, and certainly I think as regards the games, I think that was our first game, their fourth. So that was a tough one. Today, I think probably what did show was that, you know, the levels, the level that we have as opposed to Crawley, which is normal. But I thought we played really well, particularly in the first half, and I thought we took maybe a little bit longer to get going in the second half, but I thought perhaps our quality showed.
I was going to say, yes, first half, and it was all about the front three and the players breaking from midfield and those understandings all there from last season, and other couple of new players slotting in as well. Just great signs already.
Yeah, well, I think where we've been fortunate is that the three that we've signed, of course, with Matty, didn't get so much work today, but all three have settled in really well. And particularly Pascal, who's been with us the longer of the three, and I think that helps, you know. And if you are able to bring players in early, they can adjust to the patterns, to the players that we have, and probably that showed. But I thought a really good run out. We'll go into some tough games midweek, and then again at the weekend, and it's our way, of course, getting fitter and trying to get some good combinations.
Yes, because of course you start a week later than Crawley, and so there are a few games ahead of you. So you must be pleased just to see this all coming together in only your second game.
Yes, but I've been around long enough to know that for what's good, this game can be not so good the next game. And ultimately, you know, I've been involved in pre-seasons that have not been particularly good pre-seasons, and started the season really well. So I think we all know that it's about how we are, but all we can do is get as much right as we can pre-season, because we know that we're going into a league now where we're going to be tested greater than we've ever been tested before, so we'll need to make sure to get a lot of things right.
And yeah, sort of Southend to come in midweek, obviously a level above Crawley, but expect a similar sort of challenge.
Tough challenge. It's always a tough place to go. We've been there before. They pushed very hard last season and just missed out. And I know Phil well and all his sides are very well organised. So I expect a real tough encounter. And whether we'll have the balance of the ball that we had today. But what we need to make sure and do is if I look at the endeavour and the work rate today, then we will certainly need that again on Tuesday.
What about your squad on the whole? Obviously, you've brought three new signings in so far. What's any news to come? Anything? Hopefully, you're hopeful of tying up before the start of the season.
No, we're working very hard, and you are never close until you know something's done, because that's the way that the market is. But we are working hard, and we will try as much as possible to get them balances right between what we need to bring in and, of course, the core of what we already have.
And just on that note of bringing players in, obviously, probably heard Rafa Benitez recently say about almost complaining about how difficult it is for promoted clubs to bring players in. Have you found that sort of problem yourself? Or?
Yes, very difficult. It's if anything, this has been, I think, the biggest jump in the market for many years. You know, when you're looking at the level of some of the transfers that are done, and not just that, some of the speculation and the levels that they're talking about, and I think it is. I think it's difficult for a promoted side that are not used to them type of levels, particularly this year. But all you can do is work as hard as you can, make sure that you bring the right players in and incorporate them into the system that you already have.
And yeah, on that note, I mean, lastly, of course, there's also this element of giving the guys that got you there that chance as well.
Yes, and that's the key, is trying to get that balance right. And we have a good core, but we also have the biggest responsibility, of course, is to the club and the supporters to start the season or finish the window with the best team and the best squad that we can.